Editor's note, Ms. Kilburn writes in response to Does Bill 5 erode the trust that democracy requires to function? To the editor. Well, the Protect Ontario part is certainly missing from this bill. What a surprise. See, Ford government passes contentious special economic zones law. If the cons were as adept at delivering legislation that actually did protect Ontario, this bill, and others of its sort, would never have seen the light of day, let alone be stampeded through the legislature. This villainous script erases, temporarily, of course, almost every remaining piece of environmental protection in the province. With no advance notice to the citizens, the owners of the province. Without consultation, of course. Without discussion, even, with First Nations in the province, whose right to be consulted on such legislation is enshrined in law. This government, in all its incarnations, has methodically and gradually diluted and deleted every ounce of environmental protection our formerly fair province held. First, on a side-by-side basis, witness the casino sitting on the edge of town now, where once was a protected wetland and an endangered species. This government increasingly acts entirely on its own preferences and interests. There is never any advance information to citizens, you know, the actual owners of Ontario, nor consultation of course, and the fastest this crew ever works is to jam enacting legislation through the House. This bill even violates the rights of First Nations in the province. And the rest of us? Well, we don't even have the feeble protection of such a law. So it will be challenged. Let's think, one more time, about the costs of that. All those minions in the various arms of the octopus, scrambling to put together, or search for, authorities for Ford and Company to do once again what they have done to us repeatedly. Staff costs, expenses, etc., including for the political appointees. Then the legal costs to table their challenge in the courts of law. Then, when the bill is overturned, as it must be, staff costs, expenses, and more legal costs. Back to the courts. Rinse and repeat. And if Ontarians actually do take more assertive steps to block the implementation of this thing, well, police costs, legal fees, court costs, etc. Rinse and repeat. All in the weasel word claim of enabling economic progress. For business, not for citizens, not for housing, education, food, the critical ongoing support and strengthening of our public health care. Not for pretty much anything that average Ontarians consider to be essential. This must stop. We are the owners of Ontario. Not the political party of the moment, and Lord, what a vile and vicious and traumatic moment it has been. Speak out. Act out, peacefully, support any or all of the groups that will be speaking, demonstrating, against this viscous legislation. The Ford government has an open ticket to damage and critically wound our province, not theirs, ours, free-handedly. Stop this bill. Kathleen Kilburn Redbridge.